The Spiral Fable. Biela laughed with joy. I'd like to tell you a story, one of the new nobility founding fables. Camellius was interested. Once upon a time, there was a curious circle. No, it was not curious to look at, the circle itself was curious. It was curious about everything. Especially it was curious about itself. It wasn't content to go round and round in the same place like all the other circles. Biela's gaze fell upon the river. The circle decided it would get to know itself. Get to know itself as well as it possibly could. So the circle started eating itself. Round it went, eating and absorbing all of itself. And it was glorious. She followed its course with a faraway look. But when the circle came back to where it had started, there was a problem. The circle was now bigger than it had been before. Because of all the knowledge it had of itself, the circle could now see its old self a little below where it was now. But it could not see all of itself at once. The circle once again started to eat its new self. It wanted to know all of itself, at once. With the new knowledge of itself, the circle was now able to more quickly know itself. That's what the circle called eating itself. Again the circle came to the end, and again the circle could see down on itself as again it had grown bigger and taller. And again the circle decided to know itself. Round it went, coming to the end quicker and quicker. Round and round it went, ever quicker and ever higher. The more the circle went around, the close of the circle came to knowing itself. Biela's gaze had moved back up to the high river. Round and round and round, until the turn was so quick that it was hardly a circle anymore. It had become so tiny that it was just a point. And from that point the circle could now finally see itself. It still kept on knowing itself, but the circles were so tiny now, mere specks, that knowing them was instant. And then the circle realized something very, very important. Biela breathed in the river, letting it fill her spirit. The circle realized that it was no longer a circle. It had become something else, by feeding on itself in that ever-continuous loop. It had become a spiral. And spirals continue on forever. From Pursuing Ideals, the Biela series, Chapter 8. However, at some point the spiral begins to get close enough to a point. Then the circle is virtually instantaneous. At that point, the self-awareness becomes self-sustaining. The pursuit and attainment of that point is not only a worthwhile challenge, but an attainable one. Even though the range in which this takes place is infinite, the range from the huge circles of our childhoods and early lives to where the circles become tight enough to be a virtual point is not. Additional commentary add-on by Biela. From Boynal and the Anomalies, the Biela series, book 1, ch. 16.